Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tov Reish Sadi. Minag Tov Gahavi Ktanim Uktanos Lishma Mikra Megillah. It's a good custom to bring little children to hear the Megillah reading. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains. To give them chinuch in the mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa. And you want them to understand, to publicize the miracle, to come to hear the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that's one of the reasons why we read four of the psukim out loud during the Megillah reading. Because they're the ikar of the Haskalah Sanes and the beginning and the end of the Nes. Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yotza, Le'Yehudim, Ki Mordechai. Why? That the kids should be awake and they shouldn't fall asleep, so they're listening to the Quran, and this way they get chinuch for the mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa. Well, now, obviously, if the kids are too little, they're going to cause trouble and make noise. You should bring them, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, it's nahafochu. That's a play on words from the Megillah. That not only do the little kids not really hear the Megillah, they disturb the adults that are trying to hear the Megillah. And they only come to bang for Haman. And then the father doesn't get the mitzvah of chinuch either. The mitzvah of chinuch is to hear the Megillah reading, not just to bang for Haman. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if that's what's going to be happening, that's really not a good idea. And you don't get the mitzvah of chinuch. Now it's interesting, in the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we're talking about ketanim that have reached the age of chinuch. Because if they're very little below the age of chinuch, of course they're going to disturb. So rather it's kids that have reached the age of chinuch. So the question is, why does he say minag tov? He should say it's a chiyuv of chinuch. That's an interesting question. And the Be'er Halacha answers that no. As far as the basic mitzvah, you can read at home. And there'll be yotzei the mitzvah at home. But the minhag to come to shul is that they should hear the Megillah reading b'tzibur as a big crowd. And the chinuch that also when they get older, they'll come to shul to hear with a big crowd. That's the Mishnah Berurah's crowd and why it's only a minhag tov. Here at the very end of the siman, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's proper that every person should have a Megillah k'sheira in front of him to be able to read along with the person reading. Because sometimes it's impossible to hear the guy leaning because of all of the noise and everything. So when you read to yourself, you're yotzei this way. Okay, so here the Mishnah Berurah says to have a kosher Megillah in front of you. Okay. Next, siman tov reish sadi. You can be yotzei Megillah reading standing or sitting. The Mishnah says, however, that the bracha should dafka be said standing. But the Shulchan Aruch says, avalo yikra b'tzibur yoshev chachila mipnei kvod atzibur. The person who's leaning in shul should be standing. That's kvod atzibur, that he's standing, he's leaning for the whole tzibur, he should be standing. V'aser l'chazim likros ha-megillah atzir omim lo kra. And the chazan should wait till he's told to read the Megillah, because it's an inyan of kavod to motzi the tzibur, and a person shouldn't give himself kavod until the other people honor him first. So others should say it's time for you to read the Megillah, but that's only if he's not kavua. But if there's a person who always lays the Megillah in the shul, so in a sense he's already been appointed for this. That's similar to giving him the permission, and then you don't have to formally say you can read the Megillah now, since he always reads the Megillah in the shul, so he can just start. Sif Beis. Afilu shnayim, afilu asari, yecholim l'kuzo b'yachad. Two people can read the Megillah at the same time. V'yotzim heim v'ashomim mehem, and everyone's yotze. Why? Normally we say you don't hear two sound voices at the same time. So the Gemara says that no, that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is chaviva. It's very dear to people because it's the Pesumei Nisa and it's the miracle and it's a great story. And therefore, people are able to concentrate well and hear the Megillah, even though two people are reading it. So since that's the pshat, the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, if you know you're not really hearing, you're just getting confused, then you're not yotzei, because you're not really hearing the words. Nowadays, no one does this. We don't listen to two people at the same time. So this case doesn't come up too much in real life. Sif Gimel is extraordinarily important. Very, very lemaisa halacha for Megillah reading. Number one, Sarich Likrosa Kula. You have to read the entire Megillah. If you miss one word, the Mishnah Berurah says, then the Rov Poz can say you're not yotzei. So you have a chiyuv to hear the entire Megillah word for word. Number two, umitoch haksav, and it has to be from a kosher Megillah. Vimkrala alpeh lo yatsa. And if you read it baal peh means without a kosher Megillah, like from a chumash, you're not yotze. Now, what does that mean? Vitzarech shetei ksuva kula lefanehal luchachila, aval b'diyeved, im hispirit hasofer b'amsa tevos, afilu adchetzia, karma peh yatsa. You have to have rove of the Megillah written in front of you. That's what is called reading the Megillah mitoch haksav. That means that if there are a few words in the Megillah in the middle that are missing, that the Megillah is still kosher, and as long as the Baal Kore reads them by heart, because he knows it by heart anyway, even though it's not written, then you're still yotze. Well, so this is what has to happen. You have to hear the entire Megillah read. Either you read it, or it has to be read from a kosher Megillah. A kosher Megillah is a Megillah that's only missing a few words up to a half of the Megillah. So these are the two rules. Every word and a kosher Megillah. There's a third rule, which comes up later in Seif Vav, and that is you can't read the Megillah out of order. It has to be in order. Now, if you put those three rules together, here's the idea. If you're listening to Megillah reading and you miss a word, what are you supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is to read the word to yourself and then continue listening from the Baal Kore. Because it has to be in order. You can't just say, well, I'll wait till the end of the parak and I'll make up the word. No, because that's out of order. So let's say you fell asleep in Megillah reading and you dozed off for 5 seconds. So you missed a pasuk. So right away, read that pasuk. Now, that's in order. Now, while you're reading that pasuk, the Baal Kore is going further. So you keep on reading until you catch up to the Baal Kore. It comes out that you read a few psukim from a chumash, a printed chumash, and not from a kosher, because that's okay. Because you heard most of the Megillah from a kosher Megillah. Because you were Yotzei Shemei HaKohen with the guy leaning. So this is very important. This is why the Mishnah Berurah says in a few places, it's good to have a Megillah in front of you. Not only a kosher Megillah, even a regular printed Megillah. That way, if you miss a few words, you make those words up. It has to be in order. Then you catch up to the Baal Kore, and then you stop reading to yourself. And then you keep on listening to the Baal Kore. And that way, you're Yotzei the Megillah by hearing most of it from the Baal Kore. And a few of the words you have said yourself. So these are the three rules. Every word, and from a kosher Megillah, and it has to be in order. I was once at a Megillah reading, and we noticed later. Excuse me, I had a friend of mine was at a Megillah. It wasn't me. I was at a Megillah reading, and he thought that the Baal Kore had read a word wrong. He was embarrassed to correct him, and he read it to himself. Afterwards, he went up to him and asked him. Turns out the Baal Kore made a mistake. So all the people at that shul, they went to Rav Neuwirth Zatzal and cried, "Yeah, you have to hear the Megillah again because it was a definite mistake." Be mistaken one word. So these halachos are very important and very lemaisa. And then finally, the Ramah has a comment that doesn't really happen in real life that much. The Ramah says, "In hishpit chilasto sofa, then lo yatsa." Well, that if you're missing the beginning or the end of the Megillah, you mean that it wasn't written, so then you're not yotze. Because that is not called a sefer anymore. To be called a sefer, it has to be the beginning, and the middle, and the end, and so if missing in the middle is okay, but if you're missing from the beginning or the end, then you're not yotze. And finally, the Rama says that even if you're missing words in the middle, that's dafka delo hishmit inyan shalim. You didn't leave out a full topic. But if you leave out a full topic, so then that's called then it's not called a sefer anymore, because books aren't missing a whole topic. You might miss a word or two here. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if you're missing an entire topic, then that's not called a sefer. That's called a sefer chaser. What's an entire topic? So Rav Nevensal writes, the entire topic of Bigson and Seresh, or the topic of Vashti. That's called an inyan. L'ilui nishmas Abba Mori zichrono livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tov Reish Tzadi. Minag tov gahavi k'tanim u'k'tanos lishma mikra Megillah. It's a good custom to bring little children to hear the Megillah reading. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, to give them chinuch in the mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa. And you want them to understand, to publicize the miracle, to come to hear the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that's one of the reasons why we read four of the psukim out loud during the Megillah reading, because they're the ikar of the Haschalas HaNes and the beginning and the end of the Nes. Yish Yehudi, Mordechai Yotza, LeYehudim, Ki Mordechai. Why? That the kids should be awake and they shouldn't fall asleep, so they're listening to the Kriya, and this way they get chinuch for the mitzvah for Sumei Nisa. But now, obviously, if the kids are too little, they're going to cause trouble and make noise. You should bring them, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says nowadays it's nahafochu. That's a play on words from the Megillah. That not only do the little kids not really hear the Megillah, they disturb the adults that are trying to hear the Megillah, and they only come to bang for Haman. And then the father doesn't get the mitzvah of chinuch either. The mitzvah of chinuch is to hear the Megillah reading, not just to bang for Haman. So the Mishnah Berurah says if that's what's going to be happening, that's really not a good idea, and you don't get the mitzvah of chinuch. Now it's interesting, in the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about ketanim that have reached the age of chinuch. If they're very little, below the age of chinuch, of course they're going to disturb. So rather it's kids that have reached the age of chinuch. So the question is, why does he say minag tov? He should say it's a chiyuv of chinuch. That's an interesting question. And the Be'er Halacha answers that no. As far as the basic mitzvah, we read it. Okay, we'll stop here for the beginning of Siman Taf Reish Zadi.